again, and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap. Oh, bye. Hello, and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. I know.
You always say that.
I said the bad word. All right. Hi, and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Yeah. 206-208-3918 is the number for our voicemail. info@tiptaptip.com is our email. Speaking of email, we got a very first one.
Ooh, the very first one.
I think I told you about this one, but I'll read it to our listeners. Emmy sent a message using the contact form. You can either just send us a... Yeah. Using our email address, or there's a contact form just on our website. Says, "Howdy, you two. Couldn't really listen too much while I was around young people who are very impressionable during the summer, as they regurgitate everything they hear. So catching up now. I got to the episode where you're talking about ISIS, the transgender guy slash thing." That was my part where it's called it a thing. check out this website if you want tons of info about that kind of stuff, even pictures of the surgeries, and then post the website. I did check it out, and it's very informative about that type of thing when you're going male to female or versa versa. Surgery pictures and everything.
Oh,
it's quite graphic, and I will be posting the link on there. But yeah, that's it's kind of gross.
Yeah,
but hey, there you go. I'll be posting the link on our website after the show. So thank you, Emmy, for sending in our very first official letter to the show. Stuff has been going on in the forums.
I just have to say, for America's Next Top Model, I don't think I'm going to watch it anymore.
Yeah, I think we're done. Like, you know, we put in our bets as to who we think is going to go the distance, and we watched the makeover episode, and you know what, the rest is just going to be like stupid, dumb thing after stupid dumb thing.
I'm not really excited about it. I don't know.
Yeah, after the haircuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all you're getting out of us top model-wise. So there. Stuff's been going on in the forums. A bunch of stuff. Actually, first of all, I should mention that I did post the video version of our 20th episode on the weekend.
Yeah, I know. I watched some of it.
And, man.
And I...
Thanks, Joel.
I thought it was funny that I was wearing sunglasses, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, the reason why I was wearing sunglasses is because... I was really hungover.
Oh yeah, because that was the Saturday evening.
I really don't like being on video.
I don't like, you know.
And I'd rather listen to something than watch something.
Watch people talk. So.
Yeah, because all we're doing is sitting there.
Yeah, and while I do appreciate the effort, Joel. You have to realize that there's a reason why we're audio podcasters. One, because I'm wearing my official podcasting outfit, my royal blue. What do you call this thing again?
Well, it's supposed to be. It's like a blanket that you can wear.
Yeah, it's kind of like a jumpsuit, but it's a blanket.
It's kind of like, you know, those baby sleeper things, but for adults.
I know, and it's so. Awesome, I can't tell you.
It's probably the most unattractive thing.
But
it's okay because you have one and I have one, so...
Yeah, we have matching blue things. Like I was saying, if there was a camera in front of us taping this, we'd look like total dummies.
Yeah.
So, that's why you're listening to us audio-wise. Regarding the forums, on that particular episode, number 20, Making Out... Sherwin pipes in, because remember how we were talking about ginger beef?
Yeah.
Sherwin pipes in, he says, "My Aunt Louisa and Aunt Gideon used to own the Silver Inn on Center Street. Uncle George, the chef, invented ginger beef. They don't like to boast, but I do. So just setting the record straight." So I'm thinking, you know,
it's just an Alberta thing.
It's, yeah.
That's what we said, right?
We said it's an Alberta thing, but Sherwin actually set the record straight as to exactly where it did begin.
Yeah.
And the person who...
I think I remember him telling me that, too.
Possibly. But I think we should...
He likes to brag about it.
Who wouldn't? Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm thinking we should be going up there, checking out. It's just on Center Street.
Yeah, that would be good.
So I imagine we could either just pop up there. Maybe we'll have some sort of tip-tap-tip event at the Silver Inn on Center Street, which will probably be just Rochelle and myself. And
testing it out.
Having high fives and eating ginger beef. So, but yeah, if anybody's interested, I'll post details about that in the forum. Check it out, tiptaptip.com/forum.
I was pretty disappointed. I put some questions on our forum for the Trivial Pursuit.
And I wasn't able to answer any of them.
I tried to pick hard ones, but they were too hard.
They were too hard. And you did post the answers, but I just couldn't do
Nobody
it.
Nobody guessed.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Mason, more forum activity. Mason posted a link. I remember, I think it was the previous episode or the one before that, where you were talking about post-it notes, how you wanted really giant ones.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they exist.
Really?
Mason sent me the link for that, and he posted it on the forums. 3M has self-stick wall mount pads, essentially they're post-it notes, measuring 20 inches by 23 inches, 20 sheets to a pad, four pads to a carton, retailing for about $40 US.
Oh, I want them. That is so cool.
Yeah, so Christmas is coming quick. Tiptaptip.com/donate. Actually, maybe we'll
Christmas hint to you.
Maybe what we'll do is I'll put together some sort of a, because what you can do on Amazon is you can put a Amazon wish list containing items, basically kind of like a registry of stuff that you want. Oh, there goes my phone saying that I got an email. So I'll turn this off so it doesn't bleep in like 2 seconds. All right, we're done. Yeah, so what we can do is we can go to Amazon.com or .ca or whatever, and we can go, okay, this is what I want, 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 and we post a link, people can look through it. If they're really nice, if they're our most favorite fans, they'll buy us the stuff, and then we can have giant post-it notes all over the apartment.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks, Mason, for letting us know what's going on there. Yep. Emmys were last night. That's like the...
Yeah, I know. I watched like a little bit of it, but I just find it really boring. And the fact that 2.5 Men have been nominated...
What?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That show sucks.
I don't get that show. It's been on... how many years has it been on?
I have no idea because I don't care about it.
4 or 5. It's like one of those shows that... It's been on. You don't realize it's on because you don't think you don't watch it, and you assume that nobody else watches it. And
but apparently, people really like it.
People another show like that was Reba. She had a sitcom, and apparently, it was on for the longest fucking time.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I'm like, well, she has a sitcom. Yeah, she's had a sitcom for like last 6 or 7 years. Where the fuck you been? Well, I guess I've been hiding under a rock watching Top Model for the last 11 cycles.
I think I watched that Reba show once. And it was just hokey.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we're past our gross sickness, so woohoo!
Yeah, but we're still kind of both snotty and coffee.
Yeah, you see the rest of people at my work.
Thanks to Eric, everyone's gotten sick.
Number one. Woo! Yeah, oh, so you did watch the Emmys. I'm not sure if you watched this part.
No, just like a tiny little bit.
But this is a part where I recognize the name. The name of the singer is Josh Groban. I guess he's kind of famous in like the adult contemporary charts or something. It's very. I listened to a few of his songs and they're all kind of piano and slow and. But anyways, here's him singing a medley of your top TV themes on the Emmys last night, and I found this really. Difficult to listen to, and I think Rochelle will probably find it just as difficult to find.
Okay.
To find a grown man singing this.
The Simpsons.
No, fuck off.
Turn up a little
bit.
Thank you for being a friend.
you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole.
Did that song ever have words? I thought it was just whistling.
The fishing hole?
No, the Andy Griffith show.
I don't know.
I think he just pulled that out of his butt.
Ass.
Best part's coming up.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show.
No! No, take me!
Oh, jeez.
Going down to South Park, gonna have myself time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without time.
Going on down to South Park, gonna leave my woes behind.
Ample parking day or night, people shouting, howdy neighbor.
Going on down to South Park and meet some friends.
Okay, I'm done.
There's, it's kind of just like ADD music.
Yeah, well, this is the problem with, this pretty clearly illustrates my problem with award shows. Dumb shit like this.
Yeah.
Who's this for? Really? We watch it, we get annoyed, we hate it.
Maybe, I don't know, for people to remember the good old days when we watched The Love Boat.
Yes, okay, yeah, granted, listening to the...
And the Golden Girls.
Listening to four bars of The Love Boat theme really did bring back a lot of memories of Isaac and Charo and Gopher and Captain Steubing and the Doctor, what the fuck. But really... How does this make a better awards show? Just say the awards, say your little speech.
Well, this is just so this is just so, you know, they can break apart like the boring award giving part.
Well, it's the same fucking
this
thing with the
just like entertainment.
Well, it's the same fucking thing with the Oscars. Is they do this shit year after year. It's like okay, here they have like, you know, their montage of people who have passed away during that year. They have a montage of like movies, you know, of. You know, this is our 15-minute tribute to cinema, you know, adding only a few more clips from the last 15-minute tribute that we did last year. Fuck off.
Seriously. I just think they're boring to watch.
Yeah, you know, the best fun I've had at the Oscars is any time that I've had an Oscar party or I've been out watching the Oscars. Yeah. Staying at home watching them, they just go on. It's just bullshit after bullshit.
Yeah.
Do-do-do.
It's mine.
To the top, to a deluxe apartment, the sky. No? I guess he's a little bit better than I am, right?
Yeah. It'd be kind of fun to do what he's doing, just sing it.
To the pie.
I'll be ready.
This was a song from Baywatch?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a story of a man named Brady.
Okay, fuck off. I'm done.
What is that one?
The Brady Bunch.
Oh.
All right, by Josh Groban, guy who I've never heard of until today, singing a TV band lead of songs. Thank you for coming out to the Emmys. You really made the show. Thank you.
He's probably laughing because he just got paid so much to do something so shitty.
Yep. Oh, man. this is a, follow-up to a story that we had a while back about, remember the story about Harry Potter? Remember?
No.
About the, I'll just read this story, you'll know in a second here. New Delhi High Court says that Harry Potter and Harry Potter are like chalk and cheese. To put it differently, said the court, the possibility of an unlettered audience viewing a Harry Potter movie is remote. To say the least. An illiterate or semi-literate movie viewer, in case he ventures to see a film by the name of Harry Potter, would never be able to relate the same with the Harry Potter film or book. I think we came to the same conclusion. Well, the names are similar.
Mm-hmm.
The entire sort of premise of either film are completely different.
I don't remember what the film was about, though.
The indie movie Harry Potter was kind of like a Home Alone type story where a kid is.
Oh yeah.
So. pardon me. The multinational entertainment company had moved the court for an interim restraining order on the release of the Punjabi comedy, of which the producers were guilty of infringing the Warner Brothers trademarks for choosing a name. For choosing to name their movie Harry Potter, a name visually and phonetically similar to Harry Potter. Justice blah blah blah, who heard the case on Monday, put the controversy to rest by pointing out that the target audience of Harry Potter books and the films are quite different from the Indian films, of course. There you go. Assuming there's any structural or phonetic similarity in the words Harry Potter and Harry Potter, what has come to be borne in mind is that the Harry Potter films are targeted to meet an entertainment needs of an elite and exclusive audience, explained the court. The justice said Harry Potter was neither a soap or pharmaceutical product to be mistakenly picked up by an unwary buyer. The Potter Chronicles caters to an educated person who is pored over the stories. That's not really saying much about the other. He's basically saying, well, the people who read Harry Potter books are a lot smarter than the dummies who go see this other stupid fucking film. All right?
Well, that's kind of weird, because Harry Potter's for kids. Like, you don't really have to be that educated to read it.
Then again, like, the books do get progressively larger and larger. Like, I think number 5 is, like, a
huge... Yeah, but it's still writing for kids.
I know
plenty. It's not like it's hard to read.
I also know a lot of adults who have read those books as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've read one. I've read one. Just because I didn't get the... I didn't understand the film that I saw, which was the last one that came on the movie.
Fuck. There's Harry so Potter many of them now, they're all mixed up.
Harry Potter and the Magical Bullshit was the last one. Or something like that. Fuck. Such a person must be taken to be astute enough to know the difference between a Harry Potter film and another named Harry Potter. In my view, the cognoscenti, right?
I guess you're not smart enough to read this article. You're not smart enough to read Harry Potter.
I guess I'm seeing that Harry Potter movie then, with the rest of us fucking dummies.
Yeah.
In my view, the intellectuals and even the pseudo-intellectuals presumably know the difference between chalk and...
What's a pseudo-intellectual? That's like a fake, like a poser intellectual?
Exactly.
Okay.
Presumably know the difference between the chalk and cheese, or at any rate, must be presumed to know the same.
The chalk and cheese?
I guess that's some sort of analogy that really only makes sense in India.
Oh, okay, so like...
I don't get it.
Sometimes you eat chalk and sometimes you eat cheese. If the...
I guess people in India have really difficult time distinguishing between both chalk and cheese.
Oh, their cheese must be really gross there.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's what he's saying. dismissing the plea to pass an interim stay on the release of the film with the same title. The plaintiffs, Warner Brothers, have failed to establish a prima... What's with this legal talk? Prima facie...
Because it's a court case that you're reading.
...have failed to prove us wrong for the time
blah,
being.
Blah, blah, blah,
for
blah.
For the time being.
Blah, 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 blah.
The justice
blah, 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 blah. See, I'm doing like down that commercial.
Yeah, you're doing the same commercial.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Let me try and read. I'm just trying to read. The planet... Blah, 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 blah. The plaintiffs were the brothers of, you know, to establish. I read my book with cakes and
presents. You can't do it. You can't concentrate.
All right, now it's your turn.
Okay, let me try and read something.
No. You got like a one of your grand ideas.
Oh yeah, I gotta get my book.
We're supposed to be professionals here, Rochelle. I come prepared. I bring all my notes, all my printouts to the table, and you have to go running to the other room, taking off your headphones, mind you. And now you're back. And this better be good. This better be worth it. All right.
To just make it sound really good when I do the
All right, just
Okay, so this is another one of my brilliant business ideas. So this would be, I guess, like a class or a community or something.
Okay. Well, what is it?
It would be an educational service teaching interpersonal skills for computer geeks. So people who are on the computer all the time and they've forgotten how to talk to other people face-to-face because all they ever do is IM chat or send emails.
I think, are you addressing this towards me?
No, you know how to talk to people.
All right, I'm just saying, I'm just... Like, so your review is that computer nerds are...
I have met people who have computer jobs who seriously do not know how to have a conversation, and they're incredibly boring.
More and more jobs these days require the use of a computer, most of the time. And unless you, of course...
No, but I'm talking about people who are, like, always on the computer.
No, but, like...
So much so that, like, if they go out for drinks or whatever, they're the one who sits there and doesn't really say anything because they don't know how to talk.
But my point is this. More and more people, barring with the exception of those in the service industry who are required to be on their feet all day, are not required to be in an office or something like that, will be using a computer as a tool to do their job.
Yeah.
I think you're...
It's
better.
You think what?
I think that you're making big generalizations
I've met someone who would go, this one person I was used to be friends with, he's had such a hard time talking to other people, so he didn't have any friends.
Is this somebody I know?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're basing your, so you're basing it just on one person?
No, and then, like, there's lots of people whose jobs, like, you know, like you said, they're on the computer all day. Because it is. It's a tool that they use. But then it's also something that people do in their own time when they go home. And then they're on the computer and all the time. And, I mean, just think about if you didn't have any hard it would be to make friends. You'd only be making friends on the computer but through, like, those chat things or whatever, and then you're not even ever really talking to somebody face-to-face.
All right, so...
On a daily basis, like, how often do those people talk to somebody face-to-face? Like, an actual conversation.
Okay, all right, so for the sake of argument, let's just say that's true. And what would your service provide? What would it bring to the table? What would it...
Well, it would kind of be like, you know how back in the day they used to have those salon... where it would be a group where people get together and they discuss different things.
Like an Oprah book club type thing?
No. You know, like a salon.
Like a hair salon?
No, not a hair salon.
Well, say a different word.
Well, that's what it used to be called. It used to just be called a salon.
What word would you call it today?
Well, you could call it a... I don't know. Like basically kind of maybe like a coffee, I don't know. It would be like a coffee place, I guess, but you go there to talk to it with other people. So people would like meet up there. So they meet up at a coffee shop or whatever.
Would these people have similar interests?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just asking.
Just talk about random stuff.
Mm-hmm. But the talk of computers is off limits, right?
Yeah.
What would they talk about? The weather? What they saw on the Emmys?
Anything. You can talk about anything.
Would they talk about politics?
It doesn't matter.
Just not computers?
Yeah.
Do you hate computers?
Yeah, kind of.
Why?
Because they suck the life out of people.
Do you think you want to throw this computer out the window? Because, you know, we can't do this show without the computer.
Well, I kind of need to use the computer too sometimes.
Okay.
But sometimes I wish I could just glue it together so you can't open it.
What? Come in the morning?
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? But, you're going to have to do something besides talk to your computer.
Don't. Seriously, don't. Unless you want
what
me
if
to...
What if I put a chain around it and lock it so you have to ask for permission to use the computer? You're like, I'm sorry, Eric, you've already had your hour for today.
Sure. I don't know what else to do. That means I have to, talk to you. That sucks.
This is... All right. Well, I like
computers for what they can do, but I do think that computers are as addictive as TV, and I think that they limit a lot of people from doing a lot of stuff that's healthier.
Well, answer me this, there, smarty.
What?
Without a computer, how could I find out that the girl from Hell Comes to Frogtown, the blonde girl, is also the same girl in Conan the Barbarian that we watched the other day?
You couldn't, but you know what? It doesn't...
Oh, really, I just type it on the computer.
It doesn't really matter. That's such a useless knowledge fact. I don't really care that much.
You know what? It's useless. But
and
wait,
you know
till
what?
No, no, no,
you
no,
know
no.
What? You just watch the fucking movie, and then you'd be like, whoa, that's the same person as in that other movie.
No.
That's so cool.
It may be useless.
That's it.
Wait. It may be useless, but wait till it fucking comes up in a Trivial Pursuit question.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care, and when you're losing...
I know I suck at that game.
But now I filed that little piece of information in the back of my brain, and next time we're playing Trivial Pursuit and a question comes up, I'll go to the Barbarian.
What's that girl's name?
Sandahl Bergman.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Okay, now I'll ask you something that is not useless information. let me see. How many people are we inviting to our wedding?
75? 60? We gotta keep it low.
I know.
50?
So you don't even know. 74.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is this, the fucking Price is Right?
What? That's what Trivial Pursuit is. That's what I think about Trivial Pursuit.
No question about the wedding is me showing up.
No, if you answered a Trivial Pursuit question, if it was 74 and you answered 75, you would be wrong.
But... Okay, so we are playing by Price is Right rules. Closest bid, but without going over.
No, you have to be, right on the dot.
But what if I...
You have to be 100% right. It has to be the right number.
All
right,
whatever.
Because that's how it is with Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
See?
Tell you what, keep up that talk and there'll be one less person going to the wedding. You'll be like, he's never late. I wonder where he is. And I'll be sitting at home playing Mario Kart.
Okay, then I'll take all the presents all for myself.
Whatever. Alright. Here's a story about somebody who likes to ride their bike, but without
any... Oh, is it about me?
You wear clothes.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Moss, Earth Friend Jen. I go by Earth Friend Jen because I love Mother Earth.
Christ. That makes me just want to stop.
I think most people do because this is where we fucking live. Okay, go.
All right, I'm going to start this again without throwing up this time.
My name is Earth Friend Jen.
We'll think of our own hippie names after this video.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Moss, Earth Friend Jen. I go by Earth Friend Jen because I love Mother Earth.
You might not recognize her here, but put her on a bike, take away her clothes, and dozens of 911 callers from around Portland would know exactly who she was.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, there is a naked woman riding on a bicycle.
People are just about crashing. It's a woman riding up Hawthorne Boulevard eastbound on a bicycle, naked.
Beautiful. Wish I had a figure.
So.
Believe it.
She does have a half-decent figure.
No. It's not as good as mine.
Yeah.
They're not.
Or Dolly Parton's from last night.
I want to look like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, anyways, we'll talk about that as soon as this video's done. You and Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
So.
Believe it or not, when she's riding around naked, Moss says she's trying to draw attention to peace.
Peace begins with ourselves, our mind, spirit, heart.
Oh, it's Jennifer with a G.
Ooh, tricky.
And souls. And that our bodies are an integral part of ourselves. And I was created in God's
creation.
Our mind, spirit, heart, and soul.
To peace.
Peace begins with ourselves, our mind, spirit, heart, and souls. And that our bodies are an integral part of ourselves. And I was created in God's creation, and no part of me is obscene.
But is it decent to share with the public?
Well, that's deep.
Yeah.
Oregon law and Portland police say yes, barring two important factors.
The exposure of genitalia and the intention of the party who is exposing her genitalia or his genitalia has to be to arouse another person.
At home, Moss says she tries to live green, from her food.
This is a green smoothie.
To her clothing when she wears it.
This is organic cotton and hemp.
As much as...
Of course.
When did cotton not become, like, organic? It's from a plant, too.
Of course. What else would it be made out of?
Yeah.
These are my hemp. Gosh.
Cotton and hemp.
As much as Moss loves being one with Mother Nature, she says it will soon be Mother Nature who forces her to cover up. But naked or clothed, it's clear Moss always wears her heart on her sleeve.
Truth plus love plus light equals God equals life.
Whoa. Whoa, hold on. E equals MC what?
Moss always wears her heart on her sleeve.
Truth plus love plus light equals God equals life. We are one.
Fuck me.
I wonder what religion that is. It's probably like Buddhist or something.
Sort of mishmash of whatever spiritual bullshit.
Okay, what's your hippie name?
Oh, yeah. Yours was flower petal face. And mine was...
No.
Oh, and mine is dirt devil.
Dirt bag?
Dirt devil. Dirt devil because I'm steaming mad at dirt.
You can't use that name. That's like a name of a vacuum cleaner.
That's a good vacuum cleaner, flower petal
mine's
face.
My hippie name's going to be Goddess Rochelle.
I like flower petal face better.
Are you saying that my face looks like flower petals, though?
No, it's like this.
That's like...
Alright.
I know. Okay, your hippie name's going to be Cucumber.
Cucumber what? Cucumber happiness?
Yeah.
Alright.
Sure.
Cucumber happiness. It is election time in both the United States and Canada. I know. You hate it?
Okay, I'm going to have a nap.
This is interesting, because it's about, because we like to think that we're funny on this show, and politicians also think that they're like, that they also like to think that they can be funny, but sometimes these jokes fall a little bit flat, as it did in the case of a Canadian MP. Politician, sorry for jokes about death. Oh, shit. Canada's farm ministers apologized for making tasteless jokes about a fatal listeriosis outbreak and saying that it hoped it had killed off his main political rival. There's a big sort of... Oh, it says here. The outbreak at a Maple Leaf Foods deli meat plant has been linked to at least 16 deaths. This is in Canada over the last few weeks. And prompted one of Canada's biggest food recalls. Stop it.
Oh, my pants are dirty. I'm just pouring water on them.
All right. Just keep that away from the computer.
The computer's way over there.
All right.
You and your computer. So you're more protective of it than you are of me.
The Canadian press reported that during a conference call between officials to discuss the crisis last month, Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritz had quipped, "This is like a death by a thousand cuts. Or should I say, a thousand cold cuts." cold cuts. All right. You gotta keep on the ball with these.
Yeah,
I
you're
never
really
have my thing ready when. This is a joke that was just waiting to happen, and I'm like, all right, let me try this again. This is like a death from a thousand cuts. Or should I say, cold cuts? Never mind.
Something's good if you have to read it twice.
Yeah, I suppose. On hearing about a new death in the Atlantic province of Prince Edward Island, Ritz said, please tell me it's Wayne Easter. Easter is the farm spokesman for the opposition Liberal Party who comes from the island. That is pretty harsh. I want to offer my most humble and heartfelt regrets to the families of those affected by this tragedy. I did not intend to add to their suffering and deeply apologize for that, Ritz said in a statement on Wednesday night. He also apologized to Easter, who's called for Ritz to quit over the Conservative government's handling of the outbreak. This is no joking matter, Easter said. Easter told CTV Wednesday, late on Wednesday, slamming what he called Ritz's total insensitivity. Ritz's comments were the latest in a series of gaffes to hit the Conservatives, who were campaigning to retain power ahead of the October 14th election. You know, I've said...
You just don't make jokes about death. You just don't. That's just...
If someone wanted to, and stupid. if they wanted to go over the last 26 previous episodes that we've done and pick out bad shit that we said that could potentially...
Oh, yeah. You mean there's a lot of stuff that...
We would never be able to go into politics. So I guess my political aspirations ended 27 episodes ago.
Yeah.
So... Won't be any Prime Minister Eric anytime soon. Sorry to disappoint. Yeah, so, yes, it was a bad joke. One. B is really in poor taste to joke about the death of his political opponent. Also really bad.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, the thing you have to consider is that when people say that kind of stuff, it's not like every time you talk, you have to be able to censor yourself, right? It's, even more so if you're a politician. But the thing is, sometimes it just happens.
And yeah, like
you think that it's funny, but nobody else does.
Exactly. It's kind of like David Brent on The Office, the guy who thinks he's the funny guy at The Office, but
yeah, he
thinks he's a comedian, but really nobody else.
Yeah, does. Like
he's
when he sings like that song with or that joke by Chris Rock, and he's like, "What is it? Because I'm not black."
Yeah. Exactly. So I think it's just. You know, yes, there's a bad joke. Yes, there's in poor taste. And yes, he should absolutely apologize. Should he be relieved from his post after his apology? I say no, because I've said even dumber shit. And yeah. You've said even dumber shit. And, you know, whatever.
I don't think you're allowed to say that I said dumb shit. I'm allowed to say I said dumb shit.
You said dumb shit. Did you say dumb shit?
Well, I'm allowed to say that I said dumb shit. But if you say that I said dumb shit, that's like insulting.
All right, I say dumb shit, and Rochelle says everything good.
Yeah.
All right. We agree on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I can say that I said dumb shit.
All right. So you speak mostly good, and I am never saying good stuff.
No, you don't get what I'm saying. I can insult myself, but it's not nice for you to insult me.
Oh, so it's kind of like the,
It's like when a black guy.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'm like, oh, I don't want to bring this up, and then you just brought it up.
Right? Yeah.
Like, do I want to bring the N-word into this?
Well, everybody knows what the N-word is.
All right, you're saying it's a double standard.
Yeah.
All right. And that's all we're gonna say.
I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying that.
All right, and that's all we're gonna say with that. strippers, blah blah blah. Oh, okay.
Oh, strippers' private dancing lands DeKalb lawyer. Lands DeKalb lawyer in hot water. Okay, that's supposed to be his name is DeKalb.
Yeah.
State commission suspends him 15 months for accepting new dances as partial payment for her legal fees, report says. DeKalb lawyer was suspended. For 15 months Thursday for arranging to have a female client perform new dances for him in exchange for credit on her legal fees.
I guess it's better than haircuts, right?
You think new dances are better than haircuts?
Or haircuts are better than that.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's something you got to pay for anyway. Yeah. Unless you're addicted to new dancing, you got to have your fill every once in a while. You need to be paying for it anyway, too. Okay, Scott Robert Irwin, a lawyer since 1980, will begin his suspension October 7th, according to the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission, a branch of the state Supreme Court that conducts investigations into attorney misconduct. Irwin, with offices at 211 North 1st Street, has not been charged criminally. Irwin represented the female client and several of her family members on several different types of cases. The relationship began in 2001 at Heartbreakers, a Compton 3 strip club, where after Irwin talked to an exotic dancer, both realized they had talked to each other over the phone about some pending legal matters. Oh, what a quinky dink.
It's like, hey, I know that voice. Yeah, I know you too. Let's see if you can come to some sort of agreement. Pardon me while I stick a $20 bill.
In your front bum. Irwin agreed to represent her on several legal matters, and they mutually agreed that she perform new dances for him in his office as a way to cut down on the legal fees, according to the report. She claimed that on several occasions from February to June in 2002, she would go to his office, remove her clothing, and dance for half-hour sessions. She also claimed that Irwin continued to go to Heartbreakers, where he would pay the $15 entrance fee, but wouldn't pay her for performing new dances.
That's just bad. That's bad stripper etiquette.
Yeah. Nothing's ever free.
Yeah, because if they're going to dance for you, you've got to pay for them.
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever. What.
And then, honestly, like, how can you keep track of how much money, you know, like, she probably lost more money than how much her legal fees would have actually cost.
My understanding is this. Each song... when they do a lap dance, costs whatever amount of money. So he's like, maybe has like some sort of checking thing off, like tick, tick, tick. And then...
I bet you neither of them kept track of it, though. Irwin credited her for $534, but she complained because her bill had reached $7,000, the report
states. That's a lot of lap dances to do.
Yeah. The woman went to DeKalb Police in 2002... about the sexual assault allegations, and an investigation led to a hearing before the DeKalb County Grand Jury in 2003, seeking a charge of criminal sexual assault. The grand jury did not vote for an indictment, but the commission report states, When reached by phone Thursday, Irwin declined to comment. He has no prior disciplinary action from the state. He was a former chairman of the DeKalb County Pro Bono Committee at the DeKalb County Bar Association, according to the commission documents. The woman, who is no longer an exotic dancer, is married with 3 children and is a real estate agent, according to the report.
Moving on up to a deluxe, super awesome job that's not a stripper. Moving on up. Not as good as that other guy, right?
Oh, that's way better than the other guy. The other guy sucks. Okay, I just want to say... Tip,
making your good times even better.
You're wanting to say...
Well, you got to warn me before you do those things. Okay, I just want to say that, you know, both of them were stupid in that they still kept it, like... If he was going to do something like that, why would he still get her to come to his office? Like, if you're going to do something like that, like, just do that all off the record. Yeah. That way nobody knows.
Exactly.
Like, none of this, like, doing it partially off record. You just do it all off the record.
Dummies. All right, I think we're going to call it a show. Because we are...
We quit.
Because
what's that voicemail?
We'll see. You're ruining stuff. I have stuff. You're not.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're saying that we're going to quit, and I want to know what that is.
Anyways, you can leave us a voicemail at 206-208-3918. Be as cool as this guy.
Hello. This message is for Rochelle. It's Sean. We met a while back at Ajo Bajo. We'll ask casually about how you didn't have any Scottish in you. Let's rectify that. You've still got my card. Call me.
Yes, you could be the cooler than that guy. 206-208-3918 is that number.
I know what we can do. Why don't we say that we're going to, like, play that message on every single episode until someone else leaves another one?
That sounds like a fantastic idea. Because, you know, while it's amusing now, think of how amusing that's going to be 50 shows down the line when you're like,
yeah,
just somebody it's just like, played,
oh shit, that guy again.
Just somebody phone in. I'm sick of that fucking Sean Connery
anyway,
shit.
All you do is phone and say, hi, okay, bye.
There you go. 206-208-3918. Send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com, or you can use our contact form just on our website, just near the bottom, little link that says contact. And, yeah, check us out in the forum. Just click on forum at tiptaptip.com. And, yeah, we still have stuff for sale.
We got stuff.
We got stuff. We haven't even bought yet.
Other stuff. And all the stuff is awesome.
Yeah, and actually soon, I've put up a thing in the forums about your business ideas. I just started it, but you can add to it.
Oh, you're stealing my posts.
I just put up the ones that we put in so far.
I know, but that means that, like, you're going to have a lot more posts. You already have a lot more posts than me.
You know how to work the internet. Well,
you know, sometimes I'm just going to sit there and I'm just going to do, like, 100 posts in, like, an hour.
Just good.
Kindly, finally beat up, like,
be like, fine. I agree. Nice. Good.
Yeah.
And then eventually
you don't want to be fresh meat anymore.
Just keep on working that forum and you can get past that. I just barely squeaked by a few weeks ago. Anybody can do it just by just posting as much bullshit as I do on the forum. Anyways, tiptaptip.com/forum. Your bullshit is needed.
Oh, I know why I don't post lots.
Why?
Because I'm not a computer geek like you.
Alright. Alright, we'll leave it at that. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
See you later, computer geeks. We're going on up to the...